There are several interesting things going on in today's gospel. So many, it was hard to get this down to 30 minutes. I'm kidding. When I first read the gospel today, when I started preparing for this sermon, I couldn't help but think of the show TMZ. Anybody know what that show is? It's basically a half hour of video clips because people follow celebrities around and videotape them, asking them ridiculous questions. I think it's one of the funniest shows on television. Not because I really care what Kim Kardashian is having for breakfast, or do I care what celebrity is dating what other celebrity. No, I really couldn't care about that. But because of how absurd that all is. I mean, there's an entire industry whose sole purpose is following famous people around to take their picture. I can't get over how funny that is. I thought of that as I was reading about how the people were always crowding around Jesus and the apostles, about how they would find out where they were going and beat them there. The people found out they were crossing in a boat and went around and beat them to the other side. That's incredible to me. That's what made me think about TMZ. You know, the paparazzi have people in restaurants and airports that tip them off whenever a celebrity goes there. And the next thing you know, there are 20 people outside the place with cameras waiting for them to come out. I can just imagine that the person who helped Jesus and the apostles with the boat overheard where they were going, and then he told somebody, and then the word spread like wildfire, and boom, the stampede started. And they beat them to the other side. I just couldn't help think of how much they needed to be with Jesus. They needed him so much that they kept following him and the apostles, following them to the point that they couldn't get away, following them to the point that they couldn't even take time to eat. The people had such need that it didn't even occur to them that they were not allowing them to take a break. Has anyone ever felt so busy that after a while you just felt like you were going to drop? It could be at your job. Companies are asking full-time employees to be more than full-time these days. Now, I work for National Grid, and I'm a union guy. So if I work more hours, I get paid. But I see a lot of management people who are expected to put in 60-hour weeks, getting no additional compensation. And if they're not willing to put in those hours, guess what? There's a line of people right there waiting for that job. Or you could be a caregiver, someone taking care maybe of an older parent or grandparent or a child or children. That's an incredible commitment of time and energy to do that. And I've seen it. I've seen points where caregivers just get snap and ready to go, I can't do this anymore. Maybe it's a church. We sometimes put amazing amounts of time and energy into the ministry of the church. I remember many years ago, I was the president of our congregation in the middle of a pastoral vacancy. I had to make sure we had supply pastors every Sunday, go to all the committee meetings, and make sure everything got done that had to get done. I was probably at church 3 or 4 nights a week, and it was exhausting. One day, my son, who was probably around 12 at the time, comes up to me and says, "Dad, why do you have to spend so much time at church?" That was a wake-up call for me. It made me realize that sometimes you just have to step back and take a deep breath. Even Jesus recognizes this today. Now, if you remember from a couple of weeks ago, the gospel was the story of Jesus sending the 12 out 2 by 2 to go teach, preach, and minister to people. The only problem was that Jesus didn't let them take any food, any money, or even a change of clothes. They were totally relying on the hospitality of strangers. Today's gospel begins with the apostles coming back from that mission and sitting down with Jesus and bringing him up to speed on everything that had happened. After hearing all of this, Jesus recognizes that these people deserve some rest. They had worked hard and now needed some time to recuperate. This is an important message that Jesus is telling the apostles, but also to us. Jesus is telling us that it's okay to just stop, take a breath, smell the roses. Jesus is telling us we need to take care of ourselves. After reading this gospel, it occurred to me that Jesus sent out the 12 with no food, no money, or change of clothes to show them something. I think he was getting them ready for how difficult things were going to be once he was gone. He was telling the 12, "You think you're working hard now? Wait till I'm gone." I still have a problem with that. I had a problem with him sending those people out with nothing. But there was method to the madness. And it happens to us all the time. How often does our boss say they need something to get done, and you say, "Well, I need to have this to get it done." And the boss says, not happening. We've all had to deal with our jobs not giving us the tools we need to get a job done. It's a common thing. When you're the caregiver, the demands never stop, regardless of how you feel. When we're doing the work of the church, how many times has it happened that a particular committee or ministry says, "We need to get something to get our job done," and the congregation council says, "Sorry, we just don't have the money"? Has anyone ever done youth ministry? Anybody? Oh, okay. It's a ministry that takes a lot of time and energy. When my wife and I joined our current congregation, the pastor came to us and asked us to develop a post-confirmation program, because there was really nothing going on in our church for post-confirmation kids. My wife and I had been youth directors at our previous congregation. After we agreed, we realized that the congregation wasn't going to give us the support we thought we needed. For example, if you've done youth ministry, what's the best time to get youth together for a youth ministry? Friday night. Been doing youth ministry for 30 years. Friday night is always the best time to get together. On Friday nights in our congregation, there's a Boy Scout troop and a Girl Scout troop that meet, which means there is no space available in our property for us to meet. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against scouting, but we had a job to do to develop that program. So we went to the congregation council with our concerns about having space to do what we needed to do. While they were polite, they said, "Sorry, nothing is going to change. Deal with it." It made it more difficult, and we had to spend more time and more energy to get that program going. When these kinds of things happen, like the 12 having nothing, or we don't have the tools to do ministry or our jobs, it is harder. So when they came back, Jesus recognized that these guys needed a break. We all eventually need a break. I was talking to your pastor this week, and I joked to her that she picked the perfect week to take her vacation. Right at the time we hear from Jesus that it's exactly what we need to do sometimes. We need to take care of ourselves. As a synod deacon, I get called every once in a while to come to congregations like this and preach. This happens because there is a real shortage in supply pastors. And it's especially evident during the summer when everyone takes vacations. It's a blessing to me because I love coming to congregations I've never been to before and worshiping with them and seeing the different worship styles within our synod. I've been especially blessed this year as this is my sixth consecutive week of preaching, and I have three more weeks to go. This is the first time I have ever preached for this many consecutive Sundays. And while I love doing it, it can at times be difficult. When you're a pastor of a congregation, sermon preparation is part of your schedule. It's part of what you do. For me, I work full-time, and I have to prepare a sermon when I can find the time. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Preparing a sermon is something I love doing, but it does take a lot of time. When my nine consecutive weeks of preaching are over, the following week, our daughter is getting married. When that's over, my wife and I are out of here, and we're on vacation for 2 weeks. And the truth is, I've been asked to preach those weeks I'm away, and I've had to say no. I do feel guilty about that because it does bother me when congregations cannot gather for word and sacrament just because they can't get someone to do the service. But today, Jesus reminds me that we all need to have that break. We all need to take care of ourselves, and more important, We need to allow people to take that break. In today's gospel, the people aren't allowing Jesus and the apostles to take a break. They are constantly following them and surrounding them to the point where they aren't even getting a chance to eat. That's absurd. It's just as absurd as people following celebrities around just to get their picture. Their need for that picture has become more important than letting these people have peace for a few minutes while they have a meal. I guess the real message today is one of respect. First, respect ourselves and recognize when we need to take that break. Second, respect each other and each other's need for that break. We all have needs. The people following Jesus, the demanding people at our jobs, the people we care for, the people trying to do ministry in the church, we all have needs. But when meeting those needs comes at the expense of other people, we lose sight of what's important. When I was talking to your pastor, she asked me if the hymn of the day was appropriate for what I was teaching. And, you know, my shepherd supplies all my needs. I mean, yes, Jesus can supply all our needs. But if we're expecting each other to supply all our needs, we're all going to burn out quick. Every week, we gather around Word and Sacrament. We gather as a community of faith on Sunday to hear God's Word, to participate in the meal as we remember that Jesus came to be with us as a human being, and that He died for the forgiveness of our sins. For many of us, this is a mini break, a time to recharge our batteries, get ready for the week ahead, put the cares of the world aside just for an hour or so, so we can have our faith nourished. How would we feel if the minute we walked out of here today, there were dozens of people outside waiting to take our picture and ask us silly questions? How would we feel if people were following and crowding around us just to touch our clothes? We are all called to help and serve each other. And that includes helping each other realize when it's time to stop and take a deep breath. Amen.